The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Chof Beis. In our list of psulei avodah that are mentioned over here by the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak, we continue on through the list. We discussed parichus, the different problems with yitu begodim, chosu begodim, the different problems that are inherent in the Kohen not being mukhshar la'avoida because of his lack or distortion of the tzura of the way he's supposed to wear the big dekuna. The next thing that makes the Kohen ro'i la'avoida, the next part of the hechshar avoida, which is not inherently possible in the Kohen, but the Kohen is not mukhshar la'avoida, is shaloi ruchutz yadayim viraglayim. We're going to spend, Be'ez Hashem, the next few shurim discussing the gedorim and the different dinim of Rechitzas Yodayim Raglayim, which has its source in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, that tells Moshe Rabbeinu to make the kir and the kanoi. The kir and the kanoi was to all the kanoi were mukhiv to wash their hands. Verochtzu Yodayim Raglayim v'lo yamusu. So the Gemara Dashins, oh, if they're oivid without Rechutz Yodayim Raglayim, it's yamusu. Similar to a zor that's oivid, or similar to a kohen that's not wearing big nikun. It's the same idea. It's misi v'dei shemayim. So the idea is that a loy ruchutz yadayim raglayim is also not roi la voido. Sort of like what the Gemara says that ain begod of olav, ain kunase olav. He's not roi, he's not hukshal la voido. In this case, it's not the koyin which is not hukshal la voido, but it's his yadayim viraglayim. There's something more than symbolism there. The yadayim have a din of klishas mavur in the Rishonim. When they discuss the dinim of mincha, by carbon mincha, we find that the yad of the Kohen does the kmitza, and the lashon of the Rishonim is that it comes from the Gemara, that the yadayim of the Kohen have a din of klisharis to be mekadesh to do the avoida. So the raglayim have to stand ala ritzpa, the yadayim do the avoida, that has to be also prepared in huksha in the right way, which is the rechitzas, the yadayim raglayim from the mekir kane. In order to open up the discussion, I'd like to bring part of what the Gemara discusses by us, davchof aleph, and Dav Chof Beis, in the sense of the rechitzes that were done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And over there is different. It's not just that the Kohen who was Oivid washed his hands and feet the beginning of the day, and that was his actual avoida. The Kohen Gadol had a series of tvilois and rechitzes. Every time he took off, remember that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, part of the avoida, the regular part of the avoida, he did with Big Day Kohen Gadol, with the Shemayna Begadol, Big Day Zohar. Mashenkin, the part of the avoida that was unique, lufnai v'lufnim to Yom Kippur, that he did with Big Day Lovon. The Big Day Lovon, every time he switched from Big Day Lovon to Big Day Zov, Big Day Zov, Big Day Lovon, and so on, he would be roichitz yodayim v'raglayim. The process is described by Richus in Yuma, the ganze sugis in Yuma, we won't get into the problem. Suffice it to say, just to bring out a point, to quote a Rambam, and to delve a little bit into the Hagdora of this din. The Rambam, in Perek Beis of Avodas Yom Kippurim, says, Kol HaKiddushim U'Tfilois, the Kiddushim is Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, Tfilois, was when he was Tovel in the Mikvah, when he switched all his clothes, Hoyu Bamigdosh. There's a Kepede that it should be Bamigdosh. It couldn't be Tovel outside. He was Tovel Bamigdosh. It says over there, out of privacy, they spread a curtain around him, and he was Tovel. Briskerov wants to know, over there in Perek Beis of Avodas Yom Kippurim, why does the Rambam have to specifically say that the Tfilos and the Kedeshim were done by Migdash? There's a din in every Rechitzas Yodayim V'Raglayim that has to be the Kir, the Kane, were in the Azor. That's where the Hechshel Lavoid, it's not enough that the Kohen washed himself with Toivel and he washed his hands and his feet wherever. It has to be Bakoidish. So why would it be any different on Yom Kippur? So Biskarov speaks by Richus that there's a existential chiluk between the din of Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, that's a Hechshur Avoida, with the din of Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim and Tvilas that were done on Yom Kippur. The whole year round, like we said, in order to do the Avoida, the same way the Kohen has to put on the Begodim, that makes him, so to speak, into a Kohen that's Ro'i L'Avoida. What makes his Yodayim V'Raglayim Ro'i L'Avoida? The Shoros Lefnei Hashem, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Maybe we'll discuss Mitzvah Hashem in a few shiurim from now, the deeper significance of that, but that's the Etzem Din. The Din is that what's Machshir La'Avoida, the Koyin's Yadayim V'Raglayim, La'Avoida is the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of the Kir and the Kanan. The Asoro Rechitzos, the Asara Tvilos that were done in Yom Kippur, are not a hechsher for the Avodah that will be done. Part of the Seder Yom, the same part of the Seder Yom, was a different type of Ketores, and Kamanis that were brought in the Heichel, the Kamanis that were brought Lufnai, the Ketores that was brought Lufnai Lufnim. Part of the Seder Yom is the Tvilos. The Kiddush Yonayim Raglaim of Akira and Kanoi are not part of the Seder Avodah. They're a preparation in order to do the Avodah. And by the way, we might point out in the Siddur, the original Nusach of Karbonis that are said in the morning from the Rishonim do not include the Parsha of Kiran Kanoi. Later on, it crept into the Siddur, it comes from Achroinim, where before saying the Karbon Toida, if you look before Pesuka de Zimra, before saying the Karbon, the Karbon Tomid, the Karbon Oilo, and then the Parsha of Pitmak Toiris, there is the Parsha of Trumas Hadeshin, the Parsha of Kiran Kanoi. Kiran Kanoi, the reason why it wasn't part of the original Seder is because it's not really part of the Seder Avodah. It's necessary in order to be machshir the coins of Dan Raglaim to do the Avodah, like we said. The Rechitzos and the Tfilas of Yom Kippur are in existence, the same way there are Karbonis that are brought. The Kohen Gadol was also Isaac in Tahara, in Ribui Tahara, with Tfilos and Rechitzos. It's part of the Seder Ayam, the Biskirov says. Says the Biskirov. That bishloimoi the hechsher lavoido, that I understand the same way avoid is done nazoro, the hechsher lavoido, which is the kiddush yonayim raglayim, the kiran ganoi, a whole year round, that's why this exerts a cause that it has to be bakoidish. Because it's a machsher lavoido. It's like, shchites machsher the dam of the korbon for kabbalah elochas riku, so it has to be done bazor. Same type of idea. If that's true, says the biskarov, who says that the seder hayoim of the Avodis of Yom Kippur has to be done, the Rechitzes, that is, have to be done in the Azara. That the Rambam has to denote as in a special Chiddush. That's why the Rambam says it specifically over there. We might add, Briskerov, as Meram is this, that there's a Pashto Raya. Raya kemat mochrachas to this Yisoid. The last Kiddush of the Kohen Gadol was after he completed the Seder Avodah. He took off the Big Day Lavon and he got back into the Big Day Zov. He was Mekadosh himself. For what? There's no Avodah after that. No. It's part of the Seder Ayoyim. It's not just the Hechshur to do an Avodah afterwards. It's part of the Seder Ayoyim is the Seder HaTfilos of the day. Now, the Yerushalmi, in the fourth parak of Yuma, we don't have Yerushalmi in Seder Kochim, but very often when we want Yedias in Yerushalmi and Kochim, it comes from Yerushalmi Psochim, which has a lot of dinner kachim, Yerushalmi Chagiga, Yerushalmi and Yuma, especially the Gabbai Seder Avodah Hayoyim. So the Yerushalmi over there in Yuma says that the Kiddushei Yom HaKippurim did not have to be from the water that was used to be Roichitz Yodav Raglav, and the whole Seder that we described does not have to be from the Kiran Kanoi. It's enough that it should be Mikita and Shalzon from the Klisharis. The first one, the beginning of the day, that means that the Kohen Gadol started with a Rechitzes Yonayim Raglayim from specifically the Kiran Kanoi, and thereafter he was able to, they were able to bring a Klisharis, and the water that was in the Skadish Klisharis would be used for Kiddush Yonayim Raglayim, the Chilik, the Chayra, is Gan's Pasha, the way we just explained. If the Hechsher, if we're talking about a Hechsher La Voida, so we're talking about, that the Torah says that the proper Hechsher La Voida is Vasisa Kir Nechoshes, Vekane Nechoshes L'Rochtzo, it has to be from that specific place. Masha Enkin, the din of Yom Kippur, is a din only that's a Seder Avoida. The same way you could check the carbon with the Klisharis, you could do that Seder Ho Avoida of Rechitzos. Yodayim Raglaim also from any Klisharis. It has to be done from a Klisharis, but not more than that. The first one of the day is what's machshir the Kohen Gadol, like any Kohen Lavoid. Now, what's interesting is that even that is subject to dispute. Yerushalmi brings that there's a machloikis, even in that first rechitza of the Kohen Gadol, whether it could be from a Kitan Shalzov, whether it's enough to be from a regular Kishaz, and maybe you could dispense totally with rechitzas, Yodayim Viraglayim from the Kiyah and the Kanan. Why would that be true? Why would Yom Kippur not have also the regular din that a Kohen Gadol has to be machshir himself lavoide beruchitus yodayim raglaim? I would propose b'derech efsher lefi the hezbe that we said before. What does it mean to hechshir lavoide beruchitus yodayim raglaim? It's not just to get the Kohen into the spirit, into the mood. It's like singing a niggin to be in the right frame of mind. No, the ruchitus yodayim raglaim is the Torah being mekadesh that his yodayim raglaim are miyuchad lavoide. Like we said, the yadayim of the kli shoris of the kohen, the raglayim ha'imdim alaritzpa, that the seder ha'hechsher of turning those yadayim raglayim today into kli shoris were performed, were created by the waters of the kiyar and the kan. On Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol legamri was a kli shoris. Why? Because the Torah was miyached him, chayin, somewhat, this is the deraisa, the rabbanon for 7 days. Shivas yamim koydim yamei kippurim. The kohen gadol went into the lishkas ha-palhedrin, like the Mishnah says, in the beginning of the Meseches Yuma, and he was designated, dedicated, and consecrated for avoid of Yom Kippur. That means that the preparation of the kohen gadol for 7 days turned him in totality into not more than a kli shoris. He doesn't need a specific Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim on his hands and feet to make him into a kli shoris. He is a kli shoris. He's Oymid Muchan Umezumen L'Shoris Lifnei Hashem. The only Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglayim and Tfilos that are on Yom Kippur, that's already part of the Tahara of Yom Kippur. But he doesn't need the regular din. Maybe that's the Pshat that Manama Al-Kabonim, the way we pass, the way it's brought down the Rambam, is that the first Rechitza is done with the Kiyur and the Kanoi, and thereafter, it only has to be performed for Kitoin, Mi Kitoin Shel Zov. Let's add another layer, another piece to this. Part of the Avoide, the Kohen Gadol, Kimavu, and the Mishnayos in Yuma, is that the Kohen Gadol went out, Be'emtza, the Seder Avoide, went out to the Ezra's Noshim, to hear Kriyas HaTorah, the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Kippur, all ceremony over there, the B'Shas Kriyas HaTorah. The question is, that the Gemara's Mavur, that whenever the Kohen stepped out of the Azor, whenever he went out of the Mokum that's Muchum, that's Roy La'Avoida, he had to be Mekadosh Yodav V'Raglav of Shemis. The Kiddush Yodav V'Raglav only worked insofar that he was in the Azorah L'Shoris, Lamed L'Shoris. If he went out, so he's not anymore Lamed L'Shoris because he's not anymore in the Azor, so merely has to be Mekadosh Yodav V'Raglav again in order to perform the Avoida. Question is, why doesn't the Kohen Gadol have to be Mekadosh Yodav V'Raglav as soon as he comes back? L'Chor should have that problem. L'cha'ira, one's going to have to say that since the Kriyas HaTorah was a chelik of the Avoida, this is that normally a Kohen, when he walks out of the Azorah, has to wash his hands and feet again, is because he stepped out of his role of Lamed L'Shoris. He's not anymore consecrated, he's not anymore Mochan Mezuman to be Ovid L'Shoris. And then he has to wash his hands and feet to turn them back into Klishoris. But the Kohen Gadol, when he walked out Yom Kippur, that was part of the Seder Avoide. It wasn't a hefsik. It wasn't a break in the action. It was part of the Seder Hayoim of Avoides Yom Kippurim. So, Memela, that's not considered a hefsik in his Kiddush as far as his Yodayim Raglayim are concerned. This, by the way, answers another question also. The Beis HaLevi makes an interesting point. The Gemara Daf Yutesam at Beis says that the Kiddushim of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim are not ma'akiv. If the Avodah is performed without the preceding Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, it's not Ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, Kain Safra Nami, the first one, the first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim at the beginning of the day, would also not be Ma'akiv. Says Kivega, what? Says the first one that had to be done at the beginning of the day wasn't part of the Seder HaYoim, like we said, of Avodah Yom Kippur. That was just out the regular din. The regular din, a regular Kohen. And so I believe Yadayim V'Raglayim, we have a Mefurish Be'Rashi in the Mishnah, it's possible. The Kohen Gadol is no less than anybody else. Says the Beis HaLevi, that if you were looking for ways to disqualify the Kohen Gadol based on the regular din, says that the Kohen Gadol would run into a different problem. The Beis HaLevi says that every time a Kohen takes off, he puts on his big day kuna, he turns himself the kuhunoi olov, he's mekadosh yodav v'raglav to turn himself, his hands and feet, his klei avoida, into a kli shoris, and then he goes to be oivid. Says as soon as he takes off his big day kuna, the Beis HaLevi says, svara, also the Beis HaLevi proves it, and he says that when he takes off his big day kuna, he's also not roi lavoida, he also has to be mekadosh yodav v'raglav. So why don't you say that every time the kohen took off his begadim and he put back on, he became ois, ruchutz yadayim v'raglayim, and he has to wash again the first one, elamai. Even the first ruchitzas yadayim v'raglayim of Yom Kippur is different. And the way we explained it is, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is miyuchid,
he doesn't lose his status as an Oivid, as a Klit Shoris. So Mel, he retains that even if he takes over his begotten. If that's true, he retains that even if he walks out. There's no Hefsik. It's all part of the Avoida. So Mel, the Beis Halevi says that that's why there would be a Havamin in the Gemara of Tzafra Nami. He would not have to, would not be Ma'akim, because he doesn't need it else to regal din. Mamish, what we just said. So all that is part of the Cheshbon over here. The Ruchitzes Yodayim Raglayim of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which is part of the Seder Avoida, could be, like we said, the Kohen Gadol, even the beginning of the day, does not have that imperative, does not have that Soirich to be Mekadosh himself, Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, whereas the Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim of the regular Kohen, the year-round, turns him into a Kli Shoris. That is Ma'akiv. It's Kilu Azor is Ovid. The same way if he was out without Begodim, it's Kilu he was Ovid Bezor, it's Mechal Lavoida, and that would pass the Lavoida.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.